Well, hello guys, and welcome to Femon's Disneyland or World. And I have no idea where they get these super simps to go along with all those Disneyland stuff. But let me show you the headline of this news item. I force my husband to share a bed with my two pet pigeons. They kiss and cuddle me. This is a grown Femon telling you this. It's more like a child. But let's see what type of society we live in. Let's change the headline as if it was a male saying something. I force my wife to share a bed with my two pet pit bulls. They keep me warm. But because of the double standards, you would never see a news item titled that, because that's misogyny. Because males can't force their wives or girlfriends to do anything. It's not right. But femons can force their boyfriends and husbands to do so. And that's how you know you're in a gynocentric society. This femon says she found an injured bird and she went and got it and made it better. But now the pigeon won't leave because the pigeon cares too much for her. Of course, the pigeon is staying because it's getting free food. It doesn't have to work for it. And it will stay as long as the food keeps on coming. A bit like cats. And it's pretty obvious that this man has been neutered by his femon wife. The thing is, if she eventually lets the pigeon go, it'll probably starve to death, because it doesn't remember how to forage for food again. You see, femons love wildlife or wild animals, but they don't understand them. And they inadvertently do more harm than good. And birds often carry parasites and diseases, especially pigeons. And of course, the media loves showing things like this, where the male is completely controlled by the femon. I'll put a link to the news item down below. And as usual, let me know what you think about the news item, guys. Take it easy. Ooh, ooh.